I would like to say a few words about trauma and the healing of trauma. There is a principle within spiritual life that divine consciousness can heal everything. Divine consciousness is the consciousness of light, of truth, and of love. And there are no exceptions to that. So the place of healing is not dependent on what the original problem has been. We know that people have dealt with all kinds of tragic and traumatic circumstances. The healing of those traumatic circumstances is one of the ways in which purification becomes a means or a method, and the outcome is a deeper relationship with God. Purification, as a mode of healing, involves the understanding that the painful event, whatever it is, whenever it occurred, needs to pass through consciousness in order to be released. And that when it does so, and it is surrounded by trust and connection with the light of the One, the light of God, that light interacting with the consciousness of the trauma begins to change the experience of the trauma itself. It's not just the surrender or the desire to let go of the previous event, whatever it is. It's the letting go of the event, giving it to the divine with the understanding that that giving means that there's a calling forth or an interaction of the light of divinity with the pain of whatever a person has gone through, so that it begins to transform on the physical, mental, and emotional level. There are certain circumstances where that process of consciousness can be made unnecessary, that we attribute to divine grace, where prayer alone for something to be healed would be sufficient. But those circumstances are not something that can be counted on. Those circumstances happen karmically, and they also happen because a person has done the work of consciousness in another lifetime. And so whatever appears to be a miraculous event in this lifetime has already been prepared some other time. So not ruling out divine grace, but seeing it in the larger context of how souls prepare the way for being able to receive that grace. In general, the process of release has to be brought through consciousness and given to the process of interaction with the divine in order to move that energy in and through the painful event so that it's transformed internally. And then you have a different kind of miracle, just not as quick, I think, but a different kind of miracle. So for those of you who have had the experience of some traumatic event, and that includes many people, the process of purification and of surrendering that event and the pain associated with it to the divine in the way I'm speaking of makes any event capable of being reabsorbed so that its toxic effect within consciousness is no longer present.